Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back indeed. And we're broadcasting live, I hope. Welcome to another edition of Absolute Truth Show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, the man that has no gold medals in the Olympics. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only,
the returning Sean Black, who is back in the building. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
How you
and
doing?
On the other line, I have the lovely... Oh, now she's calling. She's always late. But when coming out of sex, she's on time. I mean,
Oh boy. I guess that gets a how you doing, huh?
Yes. How long need to be?
You have mental problems.
Oh boy.
Okay. Well, it's glad that everybody's back to normal here. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what, guys? Sean back. Welcome back. And it should be nice to hear from you again. Not really, but. Are you guys ready to piss some people off for the next hour?
Yes, sir.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, to call in your comments, thoughts, or questions, the number is 347-989-8402. All right, let's get the show on the road, because Anisha has to run back to the bathroom and finish her job. But besides that...
She's got problems. We got drop on your head as a child.
Maybe.
Good grief.
What can I say? I have a headache. Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, everything is back to normal.
How are your knees feeling tonight?
Oh, my knees doing good. You're a good trainer. Hello.
Well,
besides that, for a long time now, Donald Trump's campaign slogan is, let's make America great again. Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan is, stronger together. Sean and I have been talking about this for months now about America ever great. So Sean Black, let's get straight to the point. Was America ever great in the first place, in your honest opinion?
In my honest opinion, was America ever great? I believe there has been moments of greatness. I believe that America is striving to be great. There have been a lot of pitfalls in the history of America. If you're looking at it from the standpoint of are they a great military power, then yeah, they're great. Strongest amount of firepower, strongest amount of Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, all of that stuff you look at, then yeah. But if you want to look at the embattled, embittered history of the United States of America as it's currently constituted, I would say it was a growing nation that had a lot of evil with moments of greatness in between. From just the first initial invention of quote-unquote America, how Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered the United States of America, basically by accident, where he thought this was the West Indies, and he ended up here, and the place was already populated by Native Americans. Native Americans have probably, as any race of people, have been besmirched, belittled, denigrated more than any other in this country. They were here first. They had their own customs, they had their own systems, they had a lot of things going their way that they had. And they have been so minimalized that the only time you ever hear about Native Americans are when there is a problem with a team nickname or a casino. I'll ask you this question. When was the last time you walked out in public and you saw a Native American? I've seen Jewish people. I've seen Haitian people. I've seen Caucasian. I've seen Dutch. I've seen African American. I don't believe I've ever, outside of maybe going to a casino or maybe going to a museum to talk to somebody who is an expert within the Native American culture, I have never seen a Native American out in public walking the streets in Manhattan, Brooklyn, New York, anywhere. So that should tell you something right there. And it just goes from there between that to slavery, to things that have been going on even recently with gentrification in neighborhoods and denial of women's rights and all of those things that have built up over the years and over the decades and the centuries that have been built on top of that. A lot of the success of America has been built on the backs of negativity, war, strife, and suffering. The slogan that Donald Trump brought up, that was a slogan that he didn't even create, that came from Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan used that as part of his campaign slogan, I believe, in 1980, when he first ran for president. So it's supposed to harken back to the good old great-feeling Republican Party thought process. You don't have that kumbaya, hold hands, sing-song Republican outlook, because we've got not only disagreement within the Republican Party, you also got disagreement as they've basically split. You've got the Tea Party, which is just another angry group of Republicans that are tired of the Republican Party itself. So if I have to answer your question and say, has America been great? As I stated before, it is not great. It is good with sprinkling of greatness within it, because there have been a lot of great moments, but it hasn't been great from the get-go.
JB, with all the stuff that's been going on in the news lately, dating back to July 4th, 1776, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know my history too well, and I'm tired, I'm not going to lie, and your Caucasian person, a female, was America ever great in the first place?
I totally disagree with everything Sean just said. I believe that there's no such thing as perfection. We're never going to be perfect. There are always going to be some ignorant, and I'm sorry, gentlemen, I'm going to curse, deal with it, some ignorant asshole that's never going to go away. But you live in a country where no matter what religion or race, you could study and become what you want. We have a black president. There are women doctors. There's a woman running for president today. Anyone can go into a bank and own a home, can educate themselves to the highest of their ability. How could you not say that this land is not great? Because there's a few idiots that choose to become buffoons. We're one of the few countries that actually educate everybody, no matter of gender, religion, race. To me, that's great.
Now, here's what
it's
I'll say.
It's not perfect.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's more than this is what families have come here for. This is what
yeah.
we strive here for. That's why my ancestors came here.
It's definitely not perfect. I'm not saying in general that the country is horrible. It's not a place to be. Notice I said that it is the sprinklings of greatness within it. And the sprinklings of greatness, like you just stated, we have an African American president. You just
yes.
stated we have a woman who will have perhaps, hopefully,
yes.
the highest ranking position in the free world of the United States.
Exactly.
But,
and you
but
have
what
the
I'm
same
saying
privileges
is,
I do.
Yeah. And there is also there's always positivity involved, and there's always things that have happened. But
exactly.
Where I'm coming from is the fact that from that idea of being great, it wasn't greatness that was started from the beginning. It
That's
has
everywhere.
To be certain parts of it have been great.
There
are things it had to build to be great. And I think we, as I said before, we've had great moments. We've had great strivings in certain areas, but the country has not always been great. Because of the public shame that a lot of things had have happened, you've had to have the evil and the shame for the world, for the United States to start becoming great.
There's always going to be stupidity, darling. That's everywhere. That's never going to go away.
Oh, of course.
But I would consider where we are today more than just a sprinkle. I mean, darling, you can walk into a bank and buy a house. So can I. You are afforded the same exact education I am. That's huge. In a lot of countries, parts of the world, that's not even a topic of conversation.
But Anisha B, I know Milton as will call in later. He will say, and maybe Kato, yes, you can walk into a bank and apply for loans, but most likely there's a greater percentage that you will be approved first despite bad credit compared to Sean Black, who has better credit because he's African-American. He's not going to get that chance.
Yeah, but the fact is, honey, there are plenty of homeowners, black, white, purple. That's irrelevant to
the American
age.
Dream? You say the American dream, that people come here for the American dream. We always go on that concept. Apparently,
do you not have a
American
college
dream,
education?
Not really.
I'm
in student loan debt.
So was I. So is everybody else. But you were afforded the same education I was. No difference. You could go to any school you wanted to go to, according to your wallet. Same as me.
Yeah. I don't want you to think that because of where I was coming from where I'm at as far as the discussion that I brought up, that doesn't mean that there is not a single progressive great thing that this country is doing now or has done or is in the process of doing, because there are a lot of freedoms afforded in this country that a lot of places don't have.
But that freedom, people take advantage of, and that's why some of the problems we have today, because it's quote-unquote freedom. What is really freedom?
And
this
the freedom is also
freedom.
In the eye of the beholder. The person, if you, Anitra, if you look at, if you talk to the wrong person, depending on who you speak to, they will have a completely different answer of what they think is greatness in the eyes of this country. If you look at like you or I and the things that we are able and afforded to do, then yes, the United States of America is great. Now, at the same time, if you go back 30, 40, 50 years to the African American that lived in the South that couldn't vote, or the Native American that still doesn't have health care, or any of the people that are still in this country that have like you stated, are in a country that affords, of the 300 million people that live here, certain freedoms and certain things that you are able to do outside of other countries, those opportunities are, yes, here for a lot of people, but then there are also a lot of people that are still in this country that will completely disagree with that fact. From
yeah,
the
I'm
Republican
also not
Party
about,
that...
I'm not talking about things that happened 40 years ago. Of course there were issues. There still are issues.
Yeah.
But it's just a little annoying hearing people talk about today, not 10 years ago, not 15 years ago, today, that this day and age, that this country isn't... I mean, it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is. But we're pretty fucking lucky considering everything else that's going on in the world.
Oh, of course.
Well, okay. All right, so, Anisha B, you said we're pretty lucky. But at the same time, we have countries like China that's blowing up, Japan that's blowing up, that's becoming better than the United States. We used to be the number one power nation of the world. Now we're shipping jobs to overseas. So our politicians promise us jobs over here, but the big companies taking the jobs out there, which I say this many times, I don't blame the big companies like Nike or whatever, bringing jobs to China and India. People in China have better education than us.
We're
college educated, but they go to school 7 days a week over there. We're lazy. I do believe the American people are lazy to a certain degree.
No, I'm not saying it's perfect the system's far from perfect. I'm not saying it's not, but I really do think that with all this negativity going around, that people seem to just be emphasizing on that, and they're not realizing that realistically we do have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think there's more positive than negative?
And people
are
forgetting that. Oh,
there's more positive than negative.
Oh yeah, I do. I just think that people are emphasizing on the negative and forgetting the reasons why you are here. The reasons why your grandparents and your parents came here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are forgetting that.
I think most people have been brainwashed to the American dream of having a home, having a well-paying job, having big benefits. We all believe in that type of concept, which is not necessarily true for everyone. But other countries that have free health care have less problems than us. Why do we have so much problems in this country with the land of the free, home of the brave? Why are we always focusing on war? Because war builds money.
Exactly.
Right, Sean?
And that's
a problem with America. We love war too much.
And we have a problem where everybody seems to live on the golden rule, meaning that those who have the gold are the ones that rule. And if you think about that thought process, that permeates a lot of things, government, news. I mean, we just listened to Roger Ailes, who was the former head of Fox News Network. And there was a report stating that he used his power and influence to actually have other people follow around journalists that he didn't like, that didn't do stories the way he wanted it done, or basically to use enemies, to use that for his enemies. Now, if you're the head of a news organization and your main ideal, your main job is to bring the news, and you got enemies, you don't do those kinds of things, because then it compromises the integrity of the news that you report, which a lot of people in this country will use to decide, as we were just talking about, what's great and what isn't. And there have been a lot of claims about that.
Okay, we got Max. Max, you're on the air. Was America ever great in the first place, sir?
Well, to some degree, no, it wasn't. Not for us. Not for us minorities. I mean, not for us blacks. For blacks, it was...
Black or minorities?
Blacks.
There's two different things.
Blacks. I know the difference. For blacks, it wasn't, because historically, we were forced to come into this land. Unlike the other minority, they chose to come to this land. We were kidnapped and taken to this land.
And but is it better for us now than it was back then for our ancestors?
No, it's not better. If you look at what's going on in the news, women get shot, men get shot, we all get shot. So our voice is not heard. People are still afraid to say black rights. And they keep saying black lives. They start saying black rights because nobody wants to find out about the amendment. There's nobody, we lost. We're totally lost. We're disorganized.
I'm sorry, what do you mean that we lost? We lost the war, lost the battle, lost what? All right.
We're totally lost as far as, like, half the black people don't even understand what's more important. They don't even know where to begin. The other half is just basically saying the right thing, and the other half is just saying ridiculous things. So it's all mixed up and shambles. While the other race, they all get it together. They all organize. They already got their strategy. They already got their plans. They already got their movement. We're so behind.
And why are we so behind? Because of lack of education, or most people don't care, or we're being brainwashed?
Well, look, we totally got brainwashed. The minute that we got to America historically, and as our women watched us get whipped and beaten by white men, and we were tortured, the women looked down on us. They basically just say, you know what? What good are you if you're getting beaten down and being talked down to by another man? Historically, it took an effect on us.
Anitra?
I can't. I wouldn't be able to understand
exactly.
that.
You cannot, Rodney.
And I don't pretend to. And you know this. I say this all the time.
Yeah,
I do not
woman,
pretend to understand the prejudice you go through. Like you couldn't understand the type of crap I got to deal with.
Yeah, but as a woman, women have fought for women's rights for many years. To this day, women don't get the same respect as they should. In general.
Yes, but I don't dwell on that. I make my own way in this world. I don't dwell on. I choose not to dwell on that. I choose to make my own way to deal with my own stuff. My own. I can't understand why people dwell. That's just me. I personally, for myself, I don't do that because I don't see how that's going to make things better. I'm more of that. It happened. Everybody knows this. Now let's work on making it better from here on in the future. That's why I live my life.
And that actually does make sense in that mindset. But you and also take on, for all of the progressive things that the United States has and brings, and all of those great qualities that make the United States the country in this world. I'm not going out here and saying that the United States is not the greatest country in the world. That was not my point. But to bring up the positive, the negative and the foundation of this country has to have been brought up. And it has to have been highlighted so that people know where the United States as a nation began and all of its ugly, disgusting history to where it is now. There's a huge contrast between what it used to be and what it is now. And by far, it's nowhere near perfect. And as I said earlier, it depends on who you ask, what area of the country, what section, what areas, what time period you're looking at. And you will get different answers based on that. But in general, based on where the United States was even 50 years ago, we are much different, much more complex, yet much more progressive nation than we were. And that is the positive going forward. The issue is now how much more progress can be made? A lot more. We have to get to that, and that's the important part of where we're at politically now. And that's that voting for this presidential election is going to sprinkle down to Congress, to the House of Representatives, to the Senate, and then that's going to help see where we go as a future, because I think this election is going to be so important. It's going to probably determine the direction of the country for probably the next 20 years. Forget four. I'm talking at least 20 years.
No, I agree.
Okay, hold on, excuse me. Max, do you have us in the background? I hear echo.
I'm sorry, I'm in the car. I'm with my boys right now. My man.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, me and Cajun is talking.
Okay. No, no problem. But we got Brother B on the line. Brother B.
What up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
All right,
not
Max,
much.
So to you. Was America ever great in the first place? In your honest opinion.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Okay. All I can say is this. In all honesty, I ain't never been to any other country. I've never traveled the world. So I really can't say if it's the greatest country. Like I said, I've never been anyplace else to experience other cultures and what goes on. To answer your question more direct, any place who has the history, the type of history that it has, ain't nothing great about it to me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to really acknowledge the past, you know, or the present, or things that go on in the present. So I don't know how you can call yourself great when there's been a lot of atrocities committed in since the start of this country and building this country. And, you know, the progression of this country. It seems like somebody has to get stepped on in order for this place to get, I guess, what some would call better. But, you know, my opinion, that's just what it is. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. You can't correct what you don't acknowledge. And I think that's what the problem has been throughout the history of this country. That has been worked on in small increments, and it's getting to a certain point. But I think that that's one of those things that has to work. You got to acknowledge that there's an issue before you can actually work on it.
Exactly.
No. Okay. We got K-Dog. K-Dog's in the house to tell us what tell us his opinion. K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
Hi.
Hey. Well, when it comes to the United States of America, first up, let me start by saying, America, love it or leave it. And second, work a great citizen. My opinion is that there's a lot of atrocities that have happened here in this nation, but at the same time, as much as we hear about the lies about history and all the atrocities that happened, this country has established a freedom here. There's freedom here because you know why? You're able to speak your mind. You're able to speak up against any type of government, any type of oppression. You're able to speak up against that. Where in other countries, your life would be taken away if you did, if you would do such a thing. Now, can I say America is great? No, I'm not going to say America is great. But just appreciate the freedom that you have here.
But K-Dog, this is Brother B. Do we really have freedom like that? Look at all the people that have died opening their mouths. And I just named a big two, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
You're right. Because you
they tried to all they tried to do was make a better place, and look what happened.
Yeah, they did. No, but like I was saying, but had they not spoke up, against the oppression, it wouldn't have given us the ideas. It wouldn't have given us the right to fight for what we believe in. That's what I mean by freedom, because of what Dr. King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, I credit them with courage enough to speak up against the wrongs that are being done. And that's why in this day and age, in 2016, it shouldn't be whatever it is that's going on. It should not be about get mad one day and go back to business as usual. No, we need to keep it up. That's what it is about this country. It's speaking up. We got to speak up and be heard.
Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean by being heard? Being heard by social media? Once again, like Max said earlier, the black people, they're not being listened to. They're not being heard. Either they're on one side or another side, or it's not connected as one, as other communities are connected.
Right. And well, this is the problem here. When it comes down to the black community, we're divided. You understand, right? Everybody, you were divided, Brother B. You understand, man?
Yeah.
We are so divided. And the sad thing is that you have many of us who are fighting the good fight. And you have some of us who are sitting there taking everything as is, or some of us who just don't care at all. And that's the sad part about it. We have become, unfortunately, in the black community, we're not looking out for one another. And like I said before, when a wrong is being done, you have to fight. You can't just sit down and be silent. You have to fight. You can't just say, oh, one day I'm going to be mad and in business as usual. Because unfortunately, I've seen a lot of this on social media. We could get mad as hell on social media, but yet when it comes down to doing something, you could count how many of us want to do it. And that's the sad thing.
Well, I mean, my thing is the whole thing of community, sense of community with black people. Like, to me, I'm sorry, I have to say it, but it's just kind of dead. Like, we keep talking about community. Community, we don't really have a community because we're not unified in only when it comes down to a Black Lives Matter. Then everybody want to get together for a few minutes, like they're at a restaurant, have a couple of drinks, joke, laugh, and then split up, and it's back to the norm.
Like I said, business as usual.
But that's the problem. That's why I'm like, once again, when we talk about America, and you talk about the people within America, yeah, America can look like a great place to someone else who just came from another country or another land where there was a lot of poverty and war and dictators and things of that nature. But this country itself is a dictatorship. It's not out in the open, but this country itself is a dictatorship. We ain't really free. We're slaves to every rhythm from every instrument hit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, if you're homeless, or you're busting your ass on a 9-to-5, or you're living off something, or you're living off somebody, or somebody, everybody's a slave to something here.
Yeah.
And that's not a real country. That's not a real sense of community. It's not a real sense of humanity. Period.
Brother B, I'm happy you brought up that point because earlier today I sent Sean a video about the Olympics is in Rio, Brazil right now. I saw him a video of people that get robbed out on the streets, hardcore, right next to the Olympics, big time. They're not being robbed by guns. All night, people walk up to them, to you, and
snatch
your chain, snatch your phone, and your face. And I told Sean, it's so sad because they're stealing and robbing for survival because they're being robbed from the government. They ain't not getting treated right. And when I post on Facebook, you should see the comments from us Americans, a.k.a. I'm not relying on just the white people. Call them animals. They should be shot, killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, this
yeah.
is their mental thought process. People who stealing just to survive. So we don't know the whole story, but this is Brazil, a third world country.
Nope.
And they're
yeah, but you don't know that they're stealing to survive. How do you know they're just on board?
Well, this is Rio de Janeiro. A great chunk of that country is living in poverty.
So I'm just saying, like, I understand but we don't know. Like, there are a lot of assholes out there. How do you know that those group of teenagers or that you saw were just doing it just to do it because they saw a bunch of fucking tourists?
I mean, there's been a lot of
economic problems.
I'm not saying like people don't steal for survival. Of course they do. But how do you know this was the case in those videos? I saw the videos.
Yeah, so you could tell
we don't know that was the case.
Anitra, one of the kids was barefoot with no shirt. That's a key sign right there.
Yeah.
In New York, in Brooklyn.
Of poverty.
We steal for a different reason.
But wait a minute.
Yes, part of survival.
They were doing what? They were taking people's cell phones?
They were basically the video was they were showing teenagers like 13, 12, 14 running into the streets looking for targets, and they're stealing cell phones. They're looking in to get pickpockets, wallets, whatever. There was one video where there was a person on a bus. This is the one that got me. A guy was talking on his cell phone in a bus. If anybody has seen Rio de Janeiro, you know traffic is really, really bad. The bus stopped. This kid walked up to the empty, open window, snatched the guy's phone, but he couldn't grab it. It slipped out of his hand and shattered all over the street. The kid couldn't use it, so you know what he did? He picked the phone up and threw it back in the bus and walked around to look for another victim.
Maybe he should have been trying to take some sneakers to put on his damn feet instead of taking the goddamn phone.
Well, that's one of the things that happened in the video.
Serious problem.
There are kids that are walking around in flip flops and T-shirts, and they were like you said, stalking tourists, stalking everyday people that they saw, looking for something to eat.
All right, but you know what? You, you, to,
Why
to a degree,
to
to a degree. All right, listen. I'm gonna just come straight down Front Street. Accountability. I understand that there's some poverty out there. There's serious poverty out there. But you can't just say stealing or selling drugs is like or hurting someone is your only option. Like, you just can't, like, you know what? It's 2016. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really can't keep using that as a goddamn excuse to go out there and hurt somebody or take something. Like, listen, I tell you one thing. If that was me, I would have broke his goddamn arm. And somebody would have said I was wrong. Oh, it's only a phone. No, it's not only just about a phone. It's about the fact that you're taking my property, something that I've worked for, from me. And you get, listen, I got every right to break your goddamn arm if you take something to mine. Like, this ain't no freebies here. I don't go to work and for free. They don't pay me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
It's like,
well, you know what?
So, Max, what do you think?
I could just say that these guys are real thirsty. Once they see tourists coming to their country, they can look at those people as items. And they're like, this is our chance now to take these expensive gifts, these expensive tools that these people carry,
mm-hmm.
and hold on to them and have them. Because we've never seen stuff like that in our country. Because we only see them from newspapers or magazines, but seeing it live, we got to take it now. Because we could never, ever afford that in our own pocket. But they're starving. But
so can you blame them? Can you blame them to a certain degree for being thirsty?
It's another form of starvation. They see something that they have to have that they never had it before in their life. And
yeah.
they don't know if they're ever going to see that again. So the opportunity for them is rapid. But I have my boy Kareem. He wants to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Reem here. Y'all already know, a.k.a. Still Hungry. And Brother Hot Rod, Brother Sean, listen, man, I appreciate y'all. I got to give y'all a major shout-out for providing this format and everyone that's on the line. That's
Thank
a real
you.
Deal
no
right
problem.
There. Yes, yes. So
hey,
America
what's up, Kareem, man? What's going on?
Yes, yes, my brother.
Hey,
so,
brother.
Yeah, is America still great? Or that's the topic, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's life, we all know, is what you make it. That's the bottom line, I mean. So that's what it comes down to right there. But, I mean, sticking in terms of what we're talking about right now, in those places like Sierra Leone and Rio de Janeiro, man, those folks would give their left nut to be here if they could. But also at the same time, it's obvious those kids are doing what they need to do to survive. I mean, that's not a situation where they just doing it just for the hell of it or for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they starving, like Max just said. They don't have any food on their table. I mean, things are crazy overseas, so that's why the first rule of thumb has always been, ever since one of the first lessons we were all taught when we were kids, is you travel the world, you see what's going on around the world, not just in the continent or the country that you're in, because that's how you know the conditions of what's going on around the world. So, hey,
especially in Rio.
Exactly. So you guys, just keep up the great
exactly.
work. I'm here. Keep up the great work, Sean and Hot Rod. I'm here, man. I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Oh, yeah. Nitra, what's up, little lady?
Hi.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
All right, before I go to the next topic, Sean, anything else you want to say?
Well, as far as looking at Rio, just the way everything is, and we already heard about what happened with the way the Olympics was and the fact that the Olympic Village and all that other stuff wasn't even finished when everything was started. If you take a look at that, they've displaced, the government has displaced a ton of people who live there just so that they can rope off their living space so that they would have more space to build the stuff for the Olympics. So we're talking about poverty. We're talking about epic poverty. This isn't just, you know, homelessness or whatever. We're talking poverty to the nth degree. And these are the kinds of things that happen. I'll give you a little quick anecdotal story. My mother and my grandmother went to Barcelona about 10 years ago. They were on a vacation. And my grandmother was almost pickpocketed by a 11, 12-year-old kid. Luckily, my grandmother doesn't play that, and she almost bit the guy. So these are the kinds of things that you have to deal with, you know. And she had on one of those fanny packs with her personal belongings, you know, wallet and everything else. And person put their hand right on them as they were walking across, going into a, I think they were going into a restaurant. And 11, 12-year-old kid just came and decided to try and, you know, take something from my grandmother. My grandmother, with the dentures in her mouth, was about to go ahead and go, you know. So, yeah, poverty is big, especially overseas in those kinds of countries.
Okay. Thank you for that quick story. Yes, K-Rock.
Well,
I have to get to the next topic. I'm sorry. This between Brother B and Anitra. This is like a little bit of a personal story connected to the question. Today, baby mama drama and I had a big argument about a situation at home regarding the family. I tried to avoid the argument by keeping my mouth shut. Well, fortunately, that didn't work because, you know, she got the best out of me. Brother B, Anitra, does arguments in a relationship help or break the relationship? Ladies first.
Both. It can go either way, depending what you're arguing about. That's such a broad question, dude. It can go either way. But you have to worry when you're not arguing, because when you stop giving a damn, that's when you actually start to worry. When they stop caring, that's when I would worry more.
Brother B.
I don't need the headache. Argue for what? I mean, listen, if you want to debate, you want to discuss things, but a full-blown argument makes no sense because you got both of us screaming over something of no real significance when you really look at it. It's just a momentary situation. I don't do the arguing. I really don't. And I walk away.
No, that's key. Okay, that's a key thing right there, Brother B. Some guys don't want to argue with the lady or with their partner and will walk away, and some people get more insulted that you walk away from the situation. Like, who do you think you're going to be, the better person, and walk away? That's just the argument. Females see it that way.
Well, to me, it's not even about being the better person. It's just about look how stupid you are yelling about something that has no real bearing or significance. Like I said, I don't know what the argument was fully about, but the whole thing is this. You waste all that energy to argue about something in a moment, and I've heard it said before, some women, not all, some women like, well, if he don't argue back or if he don't yell, that means he don't care. Listen, to me, that's a lot of bullshit. It has nothing to do with me caring or not. But like I said, the whole match to prove who's right and who's wrong doesn't make sense because at the end of the day, y'all going to kiss and make up later anyway.
Okay, dog?
My thing is, Brother B, and I understand what you're saying, I don't really like arguing. I don't. But however, when it comes to an argument, I'll nip it in the bud. Because the bottom line is this. In a relationship, and I don't care what anybody has to say, you cannot go to bed mad at each other. You understand what I'm saying?
I go to bed mad. I don't care. That's your feelings.
No, for the sake of being, like, let's just say for the sake of being, I'll just nip it in the bud, you know. But I'm not going to sit there and, you know, hold a grudge. And what's that going to do? That's going to cause more problems because you're going to be holding a grudge and being angry. That's not going to solve anything. Just nip it in the bud right away. Like, hey, let's sit down and talk, all right? That's it.
Mass loves to argue with females. What's your opinion?
What the hell did you just say again?
You love to argue with females, Max. So
I love
is argument
argue
a good form?
I don't argue
is a good
with females.
You don't?
I don't argue
with females.
How did the echo come back?
No. What you saw, you got your own poor vision. I don't argue with damn female. That's a waste of time, bro. I just put my headphone on and walk away. If a woman tried to debate with me, I just say, all right, whatever. You see what I'm talking about by my actions. I have no time for that nonsense. You kidding me?
Yeah, I don't argue either. I'm just always right. It's just factable.
I think I saw that on a T-shirt.
Let the women feel that way. Let the women feel that way. Reality is going to kick in real soon. They're going to find out who's really right.
My thing is, why argue? Just drink. Just drink it out.
Exactly.
Drink it out.
So Sean, the type of guy he would never argue. Sean is like, yes, ma'am. So, but Sean, what is your intake about arguments is a good form of communication?
Arguments, it depends. If you have to argue fairly, quote unquote. And the reason why I say fairly is the fact that if you're going to have a disagreement with somebody or you're going to have a debate and you're going to have a difference of opinion, you can't bring old stuff in that has nothing to do with the argument.
Exactly.
And try to use that as an extra dagger to needle somebody because you're just trying to win. And that's the problem. Most people have arguments. It's like, okay, I don't like the way you are doing such and such with your daughter or your son, or I don't like the way you disciplined our child. Okay, fine. That didn't stop you from doing such and such with that hoe you were with, blah, 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 blah. Well, what does that have to do with the argument we're having? A lot of people go into arguments and they bring old drama and old things in to try
ugly.
To needle because as a society, we have to win at all costs. And that's not the purpose of an argument. Do they help out? Of course. Having an argument is healthy for a relationship if you have a particular reasoning for it. If your agenda is to hurt the other person by bringing up old crap, then that's completely detrimental to the premise of the argument to begin with.
Well,
why is there a long stretch of silence?
I've come across a few women that love to throw that dagger because they want to hurt.
Oh,
they want you to hurt. They want you to feel it.
Yeah,
I've seen guys
I mean,
have arguments and do the exact same thing.
But
exactly.
I have a question for you guys. I have an actual serious question. Men bitch and complain that women, Charlie Sheff, that women constantly whine. We whine, we nag, we bitch, yada, 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 yada. But when we don't, like I'm not one. I'll just walk away. You'll talk to the air if you're trying to argue with me. I couldn't care less at the end of the day. I get accused of not caring. You don't win.
Well, you might because that's some sensitive.
Well,
those
this
are little
is the thing, guys.
I'm real sensitive.
Well, can I say something? Let me add something to that.
Who's outside?
Now, no. Man, that echoes bad, man. Yeah, this is the thing.
It goes both ways.
Because you know what? A man could be argumentative, and a woman could be argumentative. If both of you come into conflict, hey, it is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It goes both ways.
Those go both ways. A man doesn't argue. A man is not a man if he argues.
No, but I say
so. Never heard that.
Hold on,
that.
What do you mean a man doesn't not a man if he argues?
That is voice.
Some men start the argument. And you know what?
They never going to argue for. What the hell man going to argue? That's not a man.
No,
a
but,
man
but Max, understand this. I'm just saying that there are some guys out there. Listen, I'm not saying that all men do it, but there are some guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're very confrontational. They enjoy the argument. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I said it goes both ways. Because you have some guys out there, they live to argue. They live for the noise. They want to sit there and let their person, you know, and start something for no reason. And
yeah,
you have some women out there who do
that.
The same
those
thing.
Guys are like freaking metrosexual.
No, some guys, that's what I'm trying to say.
Stuff like that.
No, but I'm just saying that there are some guys that do that.
And if they do that, then I'm pretty sure they'll have no girlfriend at the end.
Yeah, but also, you know what,
though.
At the same time,
If a woman is wrong in a situation, is a person's job to tell that lady she's wrong.
Right. I'm saying that. Listen, guys, understand what I'm saying. I was just about to finish it. Now, when it comes to a guy, there are some guys out there that do start arguments, that do start an argument. At the same time, there are women out there who do the same thing, who love to pick an argument just to pick an argument. And it's like, you know, just to get you wild up. But you know what? At the same time, and it comes to both the man and the woman, you got to show them who's better. Like, for me, I don't like arguing. If you're going to argue, you're going to argue by yourself, because I'm like, listen, if you're going to, I'm a peace-loving person, but if you're going to argue with me, I'm
okay.
Not, you know.
I got to get to the last topic.
That's all I
got to
say.
All right, this for Matt and for Sean. Yesterday, breaking news, Alex Rodriguez is being released from the New York Yankees. Do you think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? And were you shocked by him being released from the New York Yankees? Max.
Well, he's no longer playing as a baseball player, but he's not released from the Yankees. He's still with the Yankees, but he's no longer playing. So, if you want my reaction as far as he no longer has a baseball player, am I sad? Yeah, I'm sad in some ways because, I'll be honest with you, A-Rod has always tried to win a lot of people's hearts. He's a childlike player. He takes a lot of emotion. He's another guy that has a lot of emotion. He was a little juvenile. He's a little immature, but he was never a bad guy. He was a real nice guy. He did whatever he could for the fans. He got greedy. He's human. Honestly, to tell you the truth, and I'm sure some people have said it before, he's more better a human being than Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter's a pretty much of an asshole, from what I've been hearing about. He's an arrogant mother effer, and he's a pretty arrogant fool, but he's Mr. Cool, Calm, Collected type of guy. A-Rod was just more of a, you know, childlike player, and he just got greedy. But then at the end, he knew he couldn't win New York's heart. So I feel bad for him on that part.
Sean?
I'm going to go on record in saying that A-Rod will probably never get into the Hall of Fame based on the fact that we have, for those that know about the Hall of Fame, a bunch of old, retired sports writers who are very vindictive to people that, one, have a perception that they treat the game wrong, have, two, cheated either the game themselves or the fans. A-Rod has come across as being the most fake, contrived personality in the history of baseball, who had Hall of Fame talent that decided that he needed to get an edge by dosing and using steroids. The problem is, not only was he busted once for it, he was busted twice. And on top of that, when all of that came to fruition, he decided to sue Major League Baseball, the Players Association, and his team to recoup the money that he was supposedly going to lose so that he can try and get back into the league when he was suspended for an entire season. And that press conference that I saw, I'm sorry, I didn't feel any sincerity come out of his face, out of his mouth. Everything looked fake. It's sad. Guy with all that talent, threw it all away with performance-enhancing drugs. And the Yankees, what all of this has come down to is they do not want him to get anywhere near 700 home runs. Forget about Babe Ruth's record. Forget about Barry Bonds' record. They don't want him getting anywhere near 700 because any time he gets to 700, 714, 715, and then gets to the record, he gets an extra incentive in his contract. There's another bonus that's hit. They don't want to pay any of that money aside. That's
okay.
Why he's still with the Yankees right now.
All right. Thank you, Sean. So, Brother B, I'm about to wrap it up. What is your final thought on anything, and do you have a topic for your next show?
Well, they want to do a topic of why do women fake orgasms? So that's going to be women's topic. That's going to be a topic on Wednesday. Why do women fake orgasms?
Well, that's a good one.
No politics.
That's a good topic.
Yeah, no politics. It's straight business. Why do women take all that? But, you know, 8:30 on the menu, Blog Talk Radio. But in terms of your show, which is, thanks for having me again. All I'm going to say is smoke weed, drink, and be happy. That's all.
All
right. That's all I can really say. Like,
thank you so much.
Like,
well, all I got to say is this, is that, well, the Olympics are on, and I'm going to be watching tomorrow. That's all I got to say. Peace, love, and happiness, y'all.
Okay. Max, any final thoughts?
Well, you won't hear me cry, argue, or bitch. I ain't doing that. I'm just going to be chilling right now, watching whatever. And, yeah, the also, by the way, why women are not are faking orgasm, they fake it sometimes so they won't scare away their partner.
Ooh.
Well, I read a book about that one. I read a book
about
that
one. I want to know what there's to be scared of.
No, they don't want to scare away their partner because they like something about their partner. Money, living expense, their well-being, the family situation. So they won't scare them away.
Are you talking about Anitra again?
Oh boy!
Oh, that's to be confirmed.
Nobody tracks.
Oh, guys! Once again, Brother B, K Dog, Max, and Kareem, thank you so much for making this so interesting. Can't wait to do this again next time. Take care, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Right,
have a
good
night. Thank you, everybody.
Peace
have a
out.
Night.
All right. Okay, we got 3 minutes left. Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, dude, this is your final thought? Is there something you want to tell the people out there?
Yes. The 15th.
Make it quick. I'm back.
Oh, boy. I have an idea what that was about. the 15th of August is my mother's birthday, so I'm going to wish her on the air a very happy birthday and many, many more. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you, and, you know, we'll hopefully see many, many more.
Happy birthday, Ms. Wilkinson.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank
you. And any other on your final thought?
My final thought will go toward the topic we talked about earlier as far as arguing and everything. My uncle told me a long time ago to pick and choose your battles. Are you more interested in winning or are you more interested in peace? That,
like the old saying, happy wife, happy life.
There you go. Well, it depends on what you prioritize in the argument. If you're trying to bring up have the argument for the sake of bringing up something that needs to be corrected, that's one thing. If you're growing into an argument to win, you're in for a very long, long, long night.
Well, guess what? I guess I'm going for a very long, 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 long night because, you know, the King of Kings does not give in, and I will argue and fight to the end.
Yeah, you
I
sound like Donald
win.
Trump. Oh.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
I always had Donald Trump money. Oh. But besides that, Anitra's sex tape is on hiatus right now, but she will be back in the fall, guys, so don't worry about
He's got mental problems. Like, he's broken.
Oh,
like, there's something wrong with him.
Oh, man.
Okay, Anitra, 20 seconds, final thought?
Just pour yourself a glass of vodka. That'll solve everything. Sit down, have a nice stiff drink, and be merry.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition. I don't know where do I find these people from. Absolute Truth Show right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of Kings himself.
You don't even know who you are anymore, do you?
I'm done.
Of course, he's losing it. No one believes me. He's truly losing it.
Yes.
With the one, the only...
Sean Black and...
Anitra B.
Okay, so Anitra B., do you still have your knee pads on now?
No, I gave them to you. You needed them.
Wow.
Oh, of course. So I'll see you at the store BJ's later, right? Because you're the owner of
Why
BJ's
not?
Right now, right?
Well, yeah, you have to stack up. You told me you ran out of supplies.
Wow.
Well, of course.
She's getting back to you.
Oh, of course. She tried to make up for last week, but she was well-behaved last week. That's why. Good night, everyone. And go to
Good night.
House.
Yes, good night, everybody. Of course.
Good night, guys.
The pleasure
you guys
was all
later.
Yours.
Oh,
damn
yes,
right
indeed.
It was. Good night.
Good night.